Irvin Yerushalmi, corresponding to Irvin Bavli, Daf Lamedtes, Rigin Yerushalmi, on Daf Chofei Yamed Beis, at the Mishnah, and that's Halacha Ches. Rav Yehuda Omer, Rosh Hashanah, Shai Yoresh Shema Tif'abe, Ma'ariv Adam, Shnei Irvin. The Mishnah says that according to Rav Yehuda in Chutzlart, where people don't hear about which day it was made Rosh Chodesh until later in the month, if one says that Rosh Hashanah will be a day later because El will be more than made into 30 days because it's normally 29, he can make two different Eruvin because only one of them takes effect because that day is really Yom Tov, the other day is Chol and requires no Eruv. V'ayme Eruv Yerushon LeMizrach V'Hasheni LeMarav Harushon LeMarav V'Hasheni LeMizrach. He can make the Eruv for the first day of Safek Yom Tov in the east and for the second day in the west or vice versa. Eruv Yerushon V'Hasheni Kibbeni Eri Hasheni Rorishon Kibbeni Eri. He can be Ma'arev just for the first day, and the second day he's like residents of his city, or vice versa. Ulehoide Lechacham Lecham did not agree to him. The Gemara says, Deis Palgun, Shiori Pesila, Shiori Madura, Shiori Shemen, Shekavu, Bashabas, Marla Lika, Beyontuf, Rav, Rabbi Chanina, Trehoin Amrin, Asa, Rav Yochanan, Omar Mutter. Gemara brings that the Amorim argued about remnants of a wick, remnants of a bonfire, remnants of oil that extinguish on Shabbos. May one light them on Shabbos? Rav and Chanina both said that it's prohibited, and Rav Yochanan permitted. Amar Rabbi Mana, claiming Rabbi Yudin, Machpela B'sila Gabi Beitza. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yudin what's the relevance of a wick that extinguish on Shabbos, which is forbidden due to Muksa, to an egg laid on Yom Tov, which is due to Hachana, which is preparing from one day to the next. In Masechet Beis, the Gemara connected them. Amalei min madanan chamyan rabonan midamela hada amma hi hada hi hada. Rabbi Yudin answered, well, since we find the Chacham do equate them, it teaches that they are the same and they're both due to Hachana, preparation from one day to the next. Mashum dalad zakenim amru haneachal eruvai berushain harihu kabani iroi b'sheini. In the name of the four Chachamim, they said that if his Eruv was eaten on the first, he is like residents of a city on the second. Rehuna b'shem Rav halacha kadal zakenim. Rehuna quoting Rav said that the halacha follows the four Chachamim. Rechista boy bar machlafa shitse de Rav taman yavil la shtei kedushos rachay yavil la kedusha achas. Rechista asked that Rav contradicts himself there. In the case of Eruv, he considers Shabbat and Yom Tov to be two kedushos, and here he considers them to be one kedusha. This palgan sheyari pesila sheyari madura sheyari shemen shekavu b'shabbos mahu lahadlicha b'yom tov. Rav Rav Chanina treyon amin asa Rav Yochanan amin muter. As we find the Amoraim argued about remnants of a wick, remnants of a bonfire, remnants of oil extinguished on Shabbos. May one light them on Yom Tov. Rav Rav Chanina prohibited it and Rav Yochanan permitted it. And Rav Yimana claiming Rav Yudin. Machpela Pesila Gabi Beitza. Amalei Mimma Dunan Chamyan Rabbanan Minamela Hada Amma Yada Yada. And again, Rav Mana asked Rav Yudin, what's the relevance of a wick to an egg? And he answered, since we find that Chachon equate them, it teaches that they are the same, and both due to Chachona, Rav forbids, even though they are two Kedushas. Rav Yacha Amala Min Ufan, Rav Yosi Amala Min Deya, Vedalad Zakenin, Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Acha from his Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef said himself that the four Chachamim hold, like Rabbi Eliezer, they are two Kedushos. I'm Rabbi Mana, claiming Rabbi Yossi, with me of Rabbi Zera, Ein Halacha, if they could mayor, the Rabbi Yoda, Barabal the Kenyan for Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Mana asked Rabbi Yossi, but may Rabbi Yoda say that a Safek Erev is Hamagamo, so the Halacha not follow Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yoda, why do the four Chachamim hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Ma in Talmon, Shle Zacha, Eruv, she said, S. At Aimer, Shle Yaka, Thraglob, and the Eroi, Tan, Shle Zacha, Le Eruv, Le Kolchkin. Then, if the Eruv didn't acquire for him, and he said he outboots himself from the Tchumah people of the city, here is Eruv acquired for him on the first day, but it was consumed. Well, then also we should say that he outboots himself from the Tchum of Bani Eroi, also for the second day. Eruv, Bekika, Barishain, Ma'arev, Bekika, Rashaini, Ravad, Ba'isa, Kika, Eruv, Ragle, Barishain, If one was ma'ar with a loaf on the first day, he may be ma'ar with a loaf on the second day, as long as it's the same loaf. If I was now with his feet, and he walked away once to acquire Shvisa on the first day, he may be now with his feet on the second day. If one was ma'ar with his feet on the first day, he may not be ma'ar with a loaf on the second day. If one was ma'ar with a loaf on the first day, he may be ma'ar with his feet. How do you say that if one was ma'ar with his feet, he may not be ma'ar with a loaf? Because this is a problem of hakana. The same reason you should say that if one was ma'ar with a loaf, he may not be ma'ar with his feet. The answer is to be lenient for a poor man who does not have another loaf. For the first day was eaten. Just like you say that there, that if one was ma'ar with a loaf, he may be ma'ar with his feet. You should say simply that if one was ma'ar with his feet, he may be ma'ar with a loaf. Rabbi, you have to say that the heter to be ma'ar with a loaf or a feet is not to be lenient for a rich or poor, but rather, just like you say that if one was ma'ar with a feet, he may not be ma'ar with a loaf, you should say similarly that if one was ma'ar with a loaf, he may not be ma'ar with a feet. Rabin, b'shem Rabban, on the Taman, also is a kahilech anyway. Rabin, quoting Rabban of Babel, said that Rabban, considering like one who goes to a city, and ma'ar with his feet, it does not look like a haram.